The Gemara Daf Kufnu Nomad Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. Omer Avidom Shmuel, Cheshboinos Shel Melech Veshel Mabekach. Someone makes Cheshboinos which have no relevance whatsoever on Shabbos. Rashi gives an example. For instance, I'm making the calculations what it costed the king to build his palace. It's Negeya Faich. It's not Negeya. So it has no relevance whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Or Rashi brings, a person says that if a person builds such and such a home, it's going to cost him such and such amount of money. Zog Rashi, Shal Melech, Shal Eitzo, She'ena Shaloi, Ve'en Tzoch Bekach, Kegoyin Aroitzo Libnoz Bayis, Kach Bekach Tzoch Lohitzi Boi, Veli Nira, Kamoi Malacho, Malacho, meaning Melech is Malacho, Ule Cheshboinis Alolo, Are Ein Tzoch Behen, Loi Lecho, Veloi Leache, Kegoyin Aroitzo Libnoz Bayis, it's irrelevant, not for you, not to the person you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're not living in the White House. So he's costing how much it cost to build a White House, how much did it cost, it's all irrelevant. So it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Zog di gomor om ravido ma shmul khatz boyne shom alakh shma bekach mutel khash be shabbes tanye nami hochi. Now what's the reason? The reason is, what's the reason of cheshboinus? Is it because of a gzeira of shama yichtov, like the Rambam learns, when it comes to what's it called, like we had in the Mishnah, liskol poyalim? It's a gzeira of shama yichtov, or is it because of mimtze chavtzecha? So if it's because of a gzeira shem yichtov, you're not going to come to write down anything. You're not going to start writing calculations for something that's not relevant to you. If the reason is, like Rashi that says, because mimtze cheftzecha, so weiter, it's not called cheftzecha. Something that's not relevant to you is not your cheftzecha. It's not cheftzecha shemayim, correct? But it's not cheftzecha. So weiter, it's mutter. That's how the Prima Godim learns clearly. It's really totally in this machlokes in the Rishonim is the vart of shema yichtov or cheftzecha. So the Prima Godim says according to Rashi that it's cheftzecha as asurim. This is not cheftzecha. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tani nami chibi loin similarly in the brayse. Cheshboinos she'ovru. Cheshboinos that were already. I'm going to talk about what it costed me to build my house. What's the relevance? Not writing down anything. It's past the rate. It's passe. So cheshboinos she'ovru v'shasidin liyos. Asurin lechaj also lechajben. Now the Gemara is going to ask soon. It's a stira. We just said a second ago that something that's not relevant is mutter. She'ovru is lechari not relevant. The Gemara is going to ask that in a second. But meanwhile, she'osidin liyos is relevant. So that's also lechajben. However, the riot we're trying to bring is from here. Shel melech v'shel mabekach dafkufnu nomid beis. Those that are not relevant mutter lechoshvan yilad b'mechashiv. Yilad b'mechashiv. Zog Rashi, what's mabekach over here on the top? Kegoin shekvar hoyu letzayich, it was already. Elashavru kun kach kach etzayse bevinyan zeh. How much it costed me to build this building? So it's all not relevant anymore. So those yemut lechashben. Now the Gemara is asked the kasha, the stira. Ureminu choish vin cheshboinus she'en tzrichin yilad b'mechashven cheshboinus that you do not need. That's not relevant. Ve'ein mechashven cheshboinus she'tzrichin. But the ones that are relevant are also b'shabbes ketzad. For instance, oim adam lechaveroi. Person can tell his friend. Kach v'kach poyalim hoitzesi al sodezu. It costed me X amount to hire so many workers for this field that I had to cultivate. That's mutter. Kach v'kach dinorin hoitzesi al direzu. This is what it costed me. It's not relevant what you did in the past. Right now in Shabbos, there's not chavtzechon right now. It's not. You're not doing things that are. There's no chash over here of shema yichtev. That's for sure not. And it's not something that's relevant now. It's not a business transaction that you're discussing. It was already. So those are mutter. Aval, however, lo yoyim aloy kach v'kach hoitzesi. But you can't say kach v'kach hoitzesi. How much it costed me. Now, we see clearly that it's a stira. Because a second ago we said kach v'kach hoitzesi is mutter. And now we're saying, aval lo yoyim aloy kach v'tzach hoitzesi, but v'kach v'kach ani osid lahoitzi. This is what it costed, and this is what I still have to pay. So why is that also? So the Gemara ule tameich tak kash loch hi gufa lechoritz astira mineu vei. Why? So Rashi explains why. Braisa kamaisa reisha katoni she'ovru asurin. The Braisa in the beginning on Amud Aleph said that anything that was passe is also. V'sefer katoni shel mabekach mutarin, things that are not relevant, like things that were in the past, are mutar, so it's a stira, are things in the past mutar also. So here Ataka says, hoitzesi v'ani osit lohoitzi. But before we said, shel hoitzesi is also, and here we're saying, shel mabekach mutar. Zog demore, elo hodi ika agro da agira gabei, hodoleka agro da agira gabei. The difference is one fundamental difference. If you talk about things in the past, and you paid up all your chayvus, then you're allowed to talk about it. If you talk about something in the past and you're saying that you still owe money for the project, so then it's awesome, because then it's cheshbonus that you're going to write down, because it's still relevant. Yes, it's something from the past, but it's something from the past that's relevant for the future. So mele, then it's taka osa. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Zayin, that cheshbonus she'ovru are mutter only if there is no choiv anymore. If you still owe money to the poyalim, then it's osa. Then it's taka osa. Zog de Gemara, ein mechashchin ala tchum. We said that you're not allowed to be mechashchin ala tchum, and it depends what you're going to do. If you're going to the end of the border, the end of the tchum, to see peiros that you're going to cut and harvest after Shabbos, that's osa. Because even though you're not going to tchum now, like Rashi learns, but the melacha that you're planning to do is osa. So you can't be mechashchin. Mashenke to go lishmar, to watch, you're allowed to watch on Shabbos, so then you're allowed to go there. So zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan Maisa b'chosid echad b'story, the chosid, shenifritz aloi peretz b'tech sadeyu, he had a breach in his field, v'nimnach alele goydra, and he wanted it now to fix it. Now this is on Shabbos. Now why would a chosid fix his breach in a wall on Shabbos into his field? So some Rishonim want to say that he did it, he wanted to do it through a goy, and he didn't remember the halacha that it's through a goy, it's osa. That's one pshat. Or, it's not that he physically wanted to do it. He thought about fixing it. Now, even though here is mutter, but lemaisa, he was a chosid, and he felt that it was wrong. It was not something that should be done. Even though here is mutter. That's how the Taz learns. Lemaisa, the mitzvah says that he pushed, forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. He wanted to fix it. And what happened? V'niska, and suddenly he remembered Shabbos who? According to the mitzvah, very geshmak, he wanted to fix it, and he remembered the Shabbos. And he stopped and he prevented himself and he didn't do it. And he didn't do it, pshat is, he didn't do it at all. He made himself, he makabel himself, I'm not fixing this field at all, this fence, even after Shabbos, because of the fact that I wanted to do it on Shabbos. Zogtimo, what happened? A miracle occurred. For also, a caper bush started to grow over there. He became wealthy from there. The panosin is began to panosin mishpocha from that caper bush. It was a ness. Because he prevented himself from doing this. Zag Rashi, Tzlaf, Ilan Godlhu, Ubal Anofim Alba, Vishloshim in the Oichel Yesh, Beferoisov, Evyonim Kafrizim Lulovin. So that's what happened over here. The interesting, the Shlo brings in Shabbos, Oisamach Dalad, that this Tzlaf was a gilgal of tzlofchad. Tzlofchad, wow. We know was mekoshesh. So this is a tikkun that the chil Shabbos that he wanted to do. Here it stopped him, and he didn't do chil Shabbos. So that's why the tzlof came and brought about wealth to this person. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mutter le'adam, lo'im lechaveiro lekach ploini, ani hoylech lemocho. Tomorrow I'm going to this and this city. Now even though this and this city is out of the tchum, I'm telling him, tomorrow I'm going there. Sunday I'm traveling there. Now, why could you say this? Zok de Gemara, Shim yesh burgenin hoylech. Burgenin is akdomen to Masechta Erevin. Burgenin means that even though we know this alpayim amo, they're not allowed to go out of the tchum, tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amo, but if there are huts along the way, within 70 amos, so then it's an extension of the 2,000 amas. So I can get to that krach, even though it's out of the tchum, through burgenin.
Within 70 amas of what?
Of the 2,000 amas. Zog Rashi, Shim yesh burgenin ma'ayin ama la'ayin ama, hoy l'chafila b'shabes, shakol choshev kira achas, consider one extension of the city, v'chol ha'ir kadal ha'amas karamina b'erevin, v'chevedu dova sheyesh le'heter, ayde takone b'shabes, since it's shaykh that I can get there, even on Shabbos, if there would have been burgenin. So even though today there aren't any physical burgenin, mutter le'oimroi, I can say it. I feel b'mokim she'en shom heter, even though you don't have the heter, because it's possible that there are burgenin over here. So mele da amir is not also, and mele ilah to say le'mochar, I'm going to this krach. Shim yesh burgenin is hoylech. Even if there's no burgenin, it's Zagrashi. Why? Because this amir is not an amir shel issa, because it's possible to get there. It's true. Currently there are no burgenin, but we can't. I guess. As a klal, we didn't want to say that this Amir is an Amir Shalissa because it's shaykh, you can get there.
Could be broken in there.
Yeah.
kids, I'm going there to throw.
No, the price can discuss. You can't say something which you have to do something which is a melacha. For instance, I'm flying tomorrow. That's taka asa, because the flying is not shayach. That's also. But to get there, it's physically, it theoretically would be possible. That would be a difference. The Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Shin Zayin explains a little different. He says as follows. He says, even there's no physical burgening right now, the reason why it's mutter is because I never said a melocha asura. I said, I'm hoylech lekrach lemachar. I'm hoylech to a place. Hoylech, you allowed to walk. There's no issa in being hoylech. So since I was in Masker Beferish and Maisa Issa, so all that remains in your mind, the chutz etrum part, is only either hearer. And hearer is takamuta. And that would be the nafkamina. If you say a dover issa, if you say I'm going on an airplane, that's taka osa, but then you're saying a issa. But if you're saying I'm hoylech, and all that's osa is only in your mind, so dalmi hocha, all you remained with is only a hearer, and here is mutter. The Mishabura Behedya says in Shin Zayin that you're taka not allowed to say something which is melechas issa, meaning driving a car or doing something that's in the siya, that'll be aide issa, what we call today going on a plane. Zokdemo Tanan, ein machshichin ala tchum lisko poyalim. You're not allowed to be machshich, park yourself at the end of the tchum in order to be soicha poilim after Shabbos, because that's a melechas issa. Ulohovi peiros, and to bring peiros. And right now, we understood until now, lohovi peiros means to cut the peiros. But right now, the Gemara is going to assume lohovi peiros means to bring cut fruit. So zok the Gemara, what's the issa? Bishleim aliska poilim, I understand that's an issa. The Bishabbos the Motsioga, you can't hire poilim on Shabbos. So mele, you're not allowed to be machshich for dvar issa. Elo lohovi peiros, what's the problem is lohovi peiros, even if it's out of the tchum, lema, you can always say, shim yesha mechitzas, maybe. If there's mechitzas, if it's a problem of, let's say, carrying in the shus rabbim, so then it should be mutter because it's mechitzas. So then it's not a problem of carrying. We're not going now with the assumption that we learned that it's talking about being koitzer peiros. If you have a swar of im yesham burgenin, so you have the same swar over here, im yesha mechitzas, maybe, what's the problem is the peiros? Our assumption is incorrect. We're not talking about peiros that are tlushim. We're talking about peiros mechuborim. And then it's taka a problem of being koitzer. And that's why you cannot be machshech ala tchum lohavi peiros, because it means peiros mechuborim that is an isak tzira. Zok the Gemara vayta votoni rabbi oishia. Ein machshechin ala tchum lohavi tevin vekash. A person is not allowed to be machshech ala tchum in order to bring tevin and kash. Kash is straw. Tevin is a straw that's already processed. It's already hay. So bishlem a kash, I understand why you can't be machshech to bring the kash mishkach lo b'mechuber, because it's a problem of mechuber, and you can't do you can't be machshech on something which is a melacha. Now, Tosafot right away asks the kash over here in Dibur Masel b'mechuber, why is straw called mechuber? After all, it's dried out. So Rashi says novas hashiboilim, but it's dried out already. If it's dried out, it's not being yoinik from the kaka. So where's their maisa ksira? Zok toisim mechub mishkachas lo. Omer Rebbe, the lamishim tlisha nokelo. The mechubah devar, it's not being toilish. The afkav shem mechubah lo oretz, ein bo isa tlisha, there's no isa tlisha. But kevin shiyobesh, ein yoinik min oretz. It's not being sustained. It's not being yoinik from the kaka anymore. So what's the mishlama be mechubah de iser? Zok toisim, the vart is, two lines for the end. Hainu mishum isa yipui kaka. The problem is, they're being miyapa de kaka. Removing kash, even though it's yovish, it's being miyapa de kach, it's like removing weeds. Removing weeds, yichayev al tol de chayrish. So that's what the problem is. Like we find, hatoilish ulshin b'shabes, yichayev chatos, because it's like a tol de chayrish. So here also, it's not the koitza shaboy by the kash, but it's the yipuya karka. So bishlema by kash is mishkachs lebe mechuber. Elo, teven, bashenken teven, which is not even, doesn't even have that. It's already past that stage. That haystack. So, heichem mishkachzlo, what exactly is the problem? There's no yipui kaka, there's no tlisha at all. So what's the problem by being machshech ala tchum to remove teven? Zog di gemoga ala teven heichem mishkachzlo. And to the gemoga betivno sayo. We're talking about teven that is spoiled, that is rotten. So we're not mitzad the issa tlisha or anything like that. We're talking about the issa muktzah, it's rotten. Zok Rashi, tivna saya, shafila yesh mechitzas, even if there are mechitzas, you can't bring it, any maybe. Mishum de muktzahu, meaning we said that kasha, if you have a swar of burgenin, you have a swar of mechitzas. Teretzis over here, you can't move it because of muktzah. So that would be the reason why you can't be machshich. But we see al kaponim, the Rishonim want to say, the Rashba, that we see the din of ein machshichin is even by an issa drabonon, because here we're talking about muktzah. Tivna saya is muktzah, so we see it shaykh even by a issa drabonon, the din of ein machshichin. Now, tell you before it says, Bishle Makash Bemchu Mishkachas Lo, we're saying Bemchu Mishkachas Lo, we call it Yibui Karka. So, Taisus, Hachanami Avamotil Mem Mitam Mukta. We could have said Mukta just like we're saying by Tevin. We could have said Kash itself is Mukta. Why? Do Eino Royal Michael Behema. We know that Kash is not Royal Michael Behema. The Gemara said, on Dafkuf Memalev, Hakash Agabe Amita Loin Aneno, because it's Mukta. El Ravusa Koma, Dafilu Bemchu Mishkachas Lo. That even without the Vorta Mukta, Bemchuber, we're trying to Zetzim Bemchuber, the reason why it's not Negei is because Bemchuber, it's Takan Issa of being Toilishit, or being miyap at the karka by the told of the chayrish, and that's the reason why we say kash is b'mechuber and teven is b'tiv nesayit because of mukta. Memela, both of them, it's not relevant. It's taka osa to do. So mechitz over here is not going to help me. Burgen is not going to help me. But la'olam we remain with the svara that Shmuel said l'gabi burgenin. Zok the gemara vayter toshma machshichen alatchum lefakech aliske kala valiske ames. You're allowed to go to the end of the boundary to be mefakeach on iske kala and iske ames. The reason is because these are chefze shemayim. Masha enkein, if it's not chefze shemayim, do me the iske kala, that will be also. So we're going to try to see what that case is, and l'chara, why is it not mutter b'oifen hetter, like we're saying, by burgenin or by mechitzas. Zog demar toshma, machshichin ala tchum lefakeach al iske kala and iske ames. These are all chefze shemayim and mutter. Al iske kala and ames in. If it's a kala or a mace, then it's mutter, because it's chefze shemayim. Al iske acher loy. If it's similar to kala and mace, it's osur. And we don't say it's shayach b'makom heta. So let's explain that, Zog demar. Bishlema, achadumi de kala. If it's something similar to kala, mishkach zlo lemigzalei aso. Meaning, if you want to make a crown that's made out of hadassim for a kala, so you're allowed to discuss that, be mechashech on that, because it's dvar mitzvah. But if it wouldn't be a kala, it would be awesome, because you're not allowed to pluck the hadassim. So that's taka also. So that's what we're saying, only because of chefetz shemayim, but if not for that, it's also, it's a melech hasisah, so emechashechin. Ela meis, ma'aniyah, what are we discussing for a meis? It means to bring the oran and the tachrichin. V'ketoni meis in aval acheloi. V'amai, say the same svara. Le mishim yesha mechitzas mevi. What's all problem? You're not allowed to carry. Well, if there's mechitzas, then you were able to. So why would you say ein machshichin if it's not for a meis? Even not chavtz shemayim b'shmimuto. Zog digamoga, meis na mishkachas lo lemigzele glima. We're not talking about carrying an if they were mechitzas and mutter. We're talking about making the cloak itself, making the tachrichin themselves, lemigzele glimo. So then it's taka also, because that's a tikkun of the tachrichin itself, and that you can't do on Shabbos, and that's why it's only mutter because chav shemayim, and if not for that, it would be also. Zog the Gemara weiter, avo machshichin. The Mishnah said, if you're machshich lishmor, that if you're going to the tchum, not to do a melacha like pegas cutting, or like things that are forbidden, but rather lahaske poilim, but rather just to be shoyme peiros, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter, just to be shoyme the peiros. And then the Mishnah said, even if after you shoyme the peiros on Motzei Shabbos, you also cut peiros, it's mutter, because mevim beyodoy, because you didn't go for that purpose. Your main purpose was to watch. So then even after Shabbos, you're allowed to be koitzer also. Frag the Gemara, you're allowed to be koitzer after Shabbos? Vos mit havdolah? Afag havdolah yavdil. You're allowed to be koitzer after Shabbos? What about havdolah? Vohomeg abeloze ben antignus, mishum abeliezer ben yankiv. Osuloy lo odom shiyaz hafetz of koitzer shiyavdil. You're not allowed to do your hafetzim before you make havdolah. So how could you tell me over here that you'll be koitzer? So, the Taz is medak from this Gemara. It says, "Osu loyla adam shas chafetzov." It's mashma. I can't do melacha if I did not make avdala. But let's say I asked someone else to do melacha for me that made avdala. There's no isra mira on Motzei Shabbos for someone that made avdala klapi someone that did not. Taz and Reish Samach Gimel Behedya, and that's a Ramah over there also in Kufnunei that and Mishmur brings it that clearly that we paskin that only loy also loy la adam for himself to do a melacha before Avdallah. What did you say?
Everybody drives home after Shabbos before Avdallah.
First of all, so we're seeing the Gemara right now. You make Avdallah in Tfilah. See right now you make Avdallah in Tfilah. If not, you have to say Baruch Hamavdil. We'll see this the sugya. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming right now you didn't daven, you didn't do anything, and you didn't make havdalah alakoyis. So what do you do? In fact, the Gemara of Avkav loy avdil va'omer abelozer ben antikim shumer abelozer ben yankev also loy lodim shatz chafetz kodesh shi avdil. I just mentioned the Taz says this is only for him, not for someone that made havdalah. You could ask him. There's no is amira, but the mice for him it's also. So how do you koytzer? V'chitei me da'avda b'tfila. Elam, are you going to tell me? He davened already. He said, atachan antonu. V'om ravido ma'ashmuel ha'mavda b'tfila. Tzoch she'avda l'alakoyz. It's not enough. You have to be mavda l'alakoyz also. V'chitei me da'avda l'alakoyz. Maybe we're talking about that it was mavda l'alakoyz besides tfila. Meaning tfila is not enough. You have to have koyz also. We're talking about a person that's mechashach al tchum. He parked himself on Shabbos at the end of the tchum to be able to what? To be at the end of the tchum to be showing me the parents right after Shabbos. He's in the field. Where exactly do you have a kois in the field? V'chitei mit avdol al kois, kois besodim iiko. Enter the Gemara. Tilgmur Reb Nosan Bar Ami, kamei de rova, ben agitos shonu. We're talking about ben agitos, between the wine press. In the wine press in the fields, over there, there's cups over there. Yeah. Because the wine tasters have cups in order to see if the wine is ready or not. So memela, it's shaykh that even in the soda, you're mavdel ala kois. So that's the first answer to the Gemara. That la'olam we're talking about, he was mespalel, and he was mavdel ala kois, and his kois ben agisois, b'shaz gisois, there are koises even in the field. Zok Gemara, another teretz, omele rab abel ravashi. You don't have to come on to this teretz that ben agisois. You don't have to come on that he was mavdel ala kois. In Marove Neitzol, they said as follows on Matzah Shabbos before a person did Malacha. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'choil. That means, Pashas, even without a shame of Malchus, the etzim fact that you're being Malavid the Melech, you're saying Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'choil, Vavdinon Tzorchin. And they did the Malacha right after that. So Mela, that'll be the Pshat over here. He was Koitzah and he did the Malacha Matzah Shabbos because he said, Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'choil. Omer Avashi, similarly, Ki avina be'rav kahana ve'omar hamavdim min kodesh l'chol u'metal sinon silta and I chopped wood. So we see that hamavdim min kodesh l'chol is enough for you to do melacha. Now Rashi says hamavdim min kodesh l'chol, the word is lekera ba'alma l'lavis ha'melech v'avdinon tzorchin. And they did the melacha. Now, after they did melacha, doesn't mean they didn't do bracha ala kois. Ve'achkach on mevarchen ala kois, bracha gemura, the havdala, the koshke and the avda betvila muta, and for sure if you're mavda betvila, you'll have to do melacha. Las etzrochov. If hamavda mekoyesh l'chol works, so for sure havdala by tvila should work. Las etzrochov, the choyzer mavda ala kois. That means if you did a betvila, you already can drive your car home after davening. But when you come home, you're still going to be choyz amavd ala koyz. But the point of the Gemara is saying that amavd ala koyz chol, the amira itself allows you to do melacha. And doesn't mean that you're not going to do ala koyz later. And kol shekhen, if you did tefillah, it allows you to do melacha. But here we're saying, and echatimtza could be, that if a person is machshech ala tchum, even if he wasn't mispal, if there was no koyz, but he's able to say amavd ala koyz chol. So the Raj B'takel learns the sugi, we see from here that baruch hamadl, you don't need a shame. And that's the mashmoyz of the Gemara, the etzem amavd ala koyz chol. Now, the other Rishonim, the Ritva says that this din that the Gemara is saying that Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol is sufficient is only for Asiyas Melocha. Masha'enka, when it comes to eat, if a person wants to be Oichel, then you have to be Mavdil betvilin, you have to be Mavdil al Kois. The Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol is not going to help you for the Achila. It's only going to help you for the Melocha. As is Dr. Ritva. Now, Lamaisa, the Rosh argues on the Rajman. The Rosh says that, and the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Rif, they say even the Amira of Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol needs a shame. You have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. And if you take a say it b'shem, it's not just muta b'melacha. Zok deran and psochem behedya. It's muta even b'achila. So the Biskurov in Sefer in the Griz Alevi in Hilchos Shabbos, he explains the Yesod Machloikus between the Rif and the Rosh. Meaning this Yesod Machloikus, do you have to be mavdil b'shem in order to be mati even achila, or to have dollars below shame, the baruch hamavdil below shame, and you're allowed to do melacha? He says the yisoid machlokes is what is the gather of this havdala? Meaning, is the pshat is that there's an issa melacha because until you do havdala, there's an issa melacha. That means an extension of Shabbos until you do the havdala, and you need the havdala to be mati the melacha. Is that the pshat or no? Le'olam it's amitzad hilchas Shabbos. It's just like we find b'knisosoy. The Rambam says b'knisosoy you mekadesh yoyim b'kiddush and b'tziosoy you mavdil. So just like in order to eat b'knisosoy you need kiddush. So in order to eat you need avdola. It's not the pshat that avdola is there because until you do avdola there's an extension of the Issa Shabbos. The reason why you need to do avdola is because avdola is the matter in the achila. Just like kiddush allows you to eat Friday night, avdola allows you to eat Motzei Shabbos. And just like the Havdalah allows you to eat, so too Havdalah allows you to do Malacha. That means the Issa Malacha is not because of the Issa Shabbos. The Issa Malacha is because of the Chi of Havdalah, that's Ram Yaleh. So there's an Issa Malacha until you make Havdalah. So he says, very geschmack, that's pshat in the riff. The riff that says you need a shame is because the havdol is not pshat because of the issa melocha that you have on Shabbos, extension of Shabbos. It's not pshat because of the Shabbos Shaboy, that you have to be mavdil. That would be a kerub alma. That would be pshat in the round that you don't need a shame because all you need is a hekka alma to be melavid in the melech. So then any hekka, even without a shame, you can do melocha. But if the vart is you need a mate, just like you need kiddush in order to eat, so you need havdolah in order to eat or to do melocha, so over there it's the din havdolah itself is the issa melocha and the issa achila is the chovis havdolah that you have on you. So mainly you need to have a proper havdolah, which is b'shem. So zok the biskurov, that's the yisoid of machloikas. The Ran, the Rishonim that say that the hamavdol without the shem would be sufficient is because they hold that the issa is it's a hemshach of the melocha of the issa melocha on Shabbos. So once you are make a hecker and you say baruch hamavdol, so then already you're allowed to do melocha. That doesn't mean you're allowed to have an achila, but the melocha was the issa melocha of Shabbos was extended. So a day baruch hamavdol, even without a shem, you're allowed already now do melocha. For achila, that's something else. Achila, that's not the issa Shabbos. Achila is that you have to have a proper one with the shem too. Mashen kong to the Rambam, he learned that, and the Rif, they learned that the havdalah is because there's a matir that you need, just like you need kiddush to be matir achila. You need a matir of havdalah, so mele you attack and need a shem, and it would be matir not just melocha, it would be matir achila also. Meaning the issa melocha is because of the chovis havdalah, so you have to do the proper havdalah. Now, halacha we paskin in Reish Tzarites that if a person davens and he said atechan antonu, betfilah itself is matim melocha, even without a kois, and that's how you can drive your car home after Shabbos, after Mariv, even before you'd made Avdol ala kois. And if you want to do, if you need to do melocha before tefillah, then you have to say baruch hamavdol b'kodesh l'chol, and we paskin even without a shame, it's sufficient. Now, in order to eat, so then you need a kois. And you need tefillah. The Mishbura says that if a person was shochach to be the mispalel, so then the kois itself would be matir achila. But upon him, that would be the difference. Now, Mipia Shmua, it's brought down in the name of Shpesach Frank that if a person goes into a taxi, a fryer taxi, Motzei Shabbos, and he was a mavdil, so why the taxi driver wasn't mavdil at all? So why is it not lifnei iver? So I think they say Bishmoy that. That there's no chovis havdol on him because he was never mekadosh the yoyim. So vibalt, there was no kiddush hayoyim for him. So there's nothing for him to be mavdol over. So mele there's no lif neiva on the not havdol. Akbarim, this is a kiddush because we're saying that the kiddush is totally him being mekadosh the yoyim, and only that's mechayiv the havdol. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Avkuf Nun Omid Beis.